from the Powder Keg Harley-Davidson Studios.
The Lunatic Fringe. American FM. 1027 WEBN Cincinnati.
Kid Chris Show, EBN. I want to give some praise to our brave men and women in the Wolf Pack. They call radio shows and they prank them and stuff. I got a batch of good stuff here, including a call to Fox. When Fox Network put out this show called Bob's Burgers, they have another season coming. And they did a press release, and they invited the media to call in and ask questions to the producers or the writers, whatever it was. And I got that tape because they got in there somehow. So we'll share that in a second. But these guys, like, call radio shows, and they just bother the hosts and stuff. Some great stuff.
2-1-13-40, Teddy. This man said the
always the case.
Stop it.
These shows, whenever they get a prank call, they say, "Oh, I must be an Obama voter."
Nothing to do with it.
No, you're telling me that, like, Mitt Romney's guy, his fans don't make prank calls? Please, they all do. Prank calls are universal.
You like the Craigslist ad? That makes people really want to rap.
Thomas and I have done that to each other. I can't even explain how many times. There was a time where Thomas and I, we first met, and Thomas was working part-time at the radio station and had another job where he worked overnights moving dead bodies at a hospital.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. And I would go... I would get home from work. We work nights, so I would get home at like, midnight or whatever, and I would stay. I would be up all night because I'm juiced, and I would get up. I would get one of those free newspapers, and it's back when they would put, like, the escorts would put their pager numbers in the back ads, you know, of these magazines. So I would just go through all the gay ads and put Thomas's phone number.
And I'm passed out.
And all their pagers. So all night long, you would get calls like, "Hey, what's up, dude? Did you call me?"
Yeah, this is the worst.
Yeah, you spend 10 minutes doing that, and it's hours of pranks.
Yeah.
Done. I'd be in bed.
The only problem is you have to wait to get the reaction from me later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it worked like a charm. Yeah, I'd be dead asleep.
I remember going to sleep. It was like 3 hours later, getting ready to go to sleep. My phone rang, and I just let the machine pick up, and Thomas was like, "Real funny, huh?" "Hey, I gotta go to work in an hour, and all night these gay guys keep calling my house."
"I'm just at home dying."
It was the worst. After a while, you just pick up and hang up. Yeah. Pick up and hang up.
Here's some the rest of that call from the Wolfpack, by the way.
Oh, that makes these people are why conservatives like.
Oh, so now he's spinning it to where he's saying that these are gay people. I'm trying to make some kind of movement. Just go. Just some guy dicking
around.
How
many ways can you spin it?
I know.
Me and the vast majority of my audience will message me, do it on Facebook.
Wow.
Here's some more of the Wolfpack on radio shows.
TRUK. I do believe that Top Shelf has been holding on the longest.
Oh, this is at that trucking network.
That's
show.
That's his name.
Yeah. The trucking show, which is, it's on the radio. And you call in. If you're a trucker, you use your trucking handle. And obviously they use Top Shelf.
Top Shelf.
you don't want to go there, Tom.
Wow. That was a weird, he got in there twice that's entirely gay.
I can't believe that guy is that lost.
Yeah, I know.
Until Jack Crumley's hot. Yeah. He has no idea.
Oh, no, until he starts screaming. Then that's when he goes, I'm hanging up on this guy.
He's
obviously
a slick one.
All right, so now the Wolfpack, they called in to Fox, okay? The Fox Network did a press conference. Announcing the new season of Bob's Burgers, okay? I don't even know what this is. But those guys got in and started asking the panel some questions.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much. New time, 7 p.m.
Wow. Standing ovation for the Wolf Pack. Yeah, that was hilarious. Sam Wolf.
That's a great name.
That's a great name. Sam Wolf. That's the Wolf Pack right there. It's a Kid Chris Show, EBN.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
When it's time to have the talk with your kids, just turn on the Kid Chris Show on 1027 WEBN.